in the bush with Red Tide Rising. Man, how you doing?
Doing good, man.
So you guys are the local favorites here in Denver. You're joined, start of the tour, you guys started last night in the Springs, Denver tonight up here at the Roxy with Gemini Syndrome and who else is Nine Electric, all of which we've had featured in the Asylum. And of course, Drowning Pool joining us again to rock the balls off of Denver. And you guys have had this experience with Drowning Pool once before. We had you back at the Grizzly Rose in Golden last summer or so, not too terribly long ago. What was that one like? And now being on the road with them again, being kind of the hometown guys, and for a band like Drowning Pool to pull you guys up on stage and do a track with you, and actually it was the new track at the time. What was that like?
It's always a good time, man. You know, Drowning Pool's kind of that band that they'll say, hey, you know, we really wanted these guys on the bill. Well, it didn't work out that way. They're going to play a song on our set. You know, you don't see too many headliners doing that. I've never seen a show.
It's a total rarity.
Exactly. So, you know, that was crazy when we got called up there and we did New Breed and, you know, the show went on just like that. So, you know, it was trust on their side and our side.
It was hella good crowd response, too.
It was. Well, I mean, you know, it's always a good chant at the end with "fuck this world." You know, everybody gets on that. So it's always...
And now you're back at it again, out on the road supporting the new one. Tell me, kind of catch me up. It's been a while since we had you guys in the Asylum. Catch me up on what's been going down and now starting with the new material.
Right, so we put out the EP back in May, Voices EP, but most recently was the cover of Mad World by Tears of Fears in the style of Gary Jules meets Red Tide meets Crazy. You know, it's awesome, and it's been a crowd favorite. We played it on the Seven Dust tour that we just wrapped up in August. All crowds in both U.S. and Canada loved it, so we decided to record it after getting out of that one, and last night went over really well, so I'm sure that's going to be the trend on this whole thing.
Excellent. Do you have, as far as kind of figuring out the lineup of how you want to play things, I know different bands have different methods on the road, show to show, as they kind of, you know, figure out the set list and everything. What's it like for RTR?
It's very constructed. You know, as a young vocalist, I'm always concerned about vocal health, and part of my set planning is kind of muscle memory. So in advance, we'll figure out the order. And I know, you know, we start with Writing on the Wall, and that's just everything. I have Screams, I have Cleans, and I have In Between. And then we go into You're Nothing, and that one's, it's still difficult, but, you know, it's less difficult. Then we hit Unholy, and that one I've been doing for years, so it's just like, you know.
You have that staple tune that you're just used to, right?
Exactly, yeah. And then it goes into the rest of the set, which is just, it gets more difficult as it goes, but it's part of the fun is that challenge, you know. Suffocate, towards the end of it, I try to hold that note as long as I can. And I think we've recorded at the Seven Dust Fort Collins show 21 seconds or something. It's a scream holding, and it just gradually builds from a low note to a high note and back down. It's pretty wild. The crowd always loses it, and then you know, we try to end the song with just a clean now, but it's always cheering for like 15
That's
seconds.
One of those that everyone just goes, including the crowd, they just keep going.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I take the opportunity to have those show stopping moments, so that's what we kind of try to do.
Is there a different target when you're doing the local sets like Colorado Springs and Denver versus when you guys get further out on the road away from home?
No, it's the same. You know, it honestly doesn't feel like we're a local anymore in the area, just the way everybody has responded to us throughout the last couple of years. And, you know, they've been seeing us on these tours. You know, we did the Drowning Pool, Seven Dust, and we've opened up for a handful of nationals as well. I mean, sure, in that case, we're the local on that, but it's never run like a local band, you know? professional gear in, try to do the rigs, try to get everything set up. I mean, we're using in-ear monitors every single show we can.
And you, I mean, you guys are big business now.
Getting there. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, as far as it is a business now.
It is a business, yes.
Yeah. All right, so the new one. Previously heard by Tears for Fears.
This is Mad World by Red Tide Rising.
Cool. Well, I appreciate you guys taking the time and letting me hang out on the bus with you, and we'll load up and pack it up and look forward to seeing a killer show inside.
Absolutely, man. Hope you enjoy, and look forward to another interview in the future.